back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And instead of talking about you for a moment, Mason, we'll be able to do that a little bit later. We're on schedule to call Christy and Rob Slentz from UFC, their tree service site.
UFC, the ultimate fighting champions.
It could be, and that's what we're going to have to ask them. They should be standing by and ready for us. So here we go. We're going to call them right now with the experiment of being able to call on the show, like last week, where nobody answered the phone, even though they were going to be there waiting for me.
All right. Well, we got two rings into it.
Yeah, two rings.
Maybe they need to hear voicemail before they pick it up.
That's back with answering machines.
That
wouldn't work very well.
Hey, there they are.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. How are you, Christy?
Good.
is your wonderful husband, Rob, there too?
He is here, but he's not in the house yet.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got you on the phone, and hopefully he makes it in during this time. But if he doesn't, too bad, so sad for Mr. Rob Slentz.
You got him out decorating the trees and stuff?
Mason Dixon is in the studio.
Hi there, Miss Christy. My name's Rayson Mason Dixon. I'm on the show, too. I was wondering, because our co-host, Laura, she's out decorating her house. I was wondering if you sent your husband to decorate outside.
Oh, no, we don't decorate.
So, well, with that being said, bah humbug, I don't either. I don't want to attract any unnecessary attention myself, and nor do I want to up the electric bill. That's the half Dutch in me. Yeah. Hey, we're talk about your tree service, because I wanted to, I always do kind of try to do stuff like this as a thank you, because you guys hired me to take some pictures, because at some point you're looking at selling the house and wanted me to document the house for all that stuff. And I said, well, for doing that, I want to say thank you and have you come on the radio. So this is an official thank you.
Thank you. But yeah. I'm not sure that we're going to sell. Oh. We might add on.
Okay. Well, with all that being said, I got to take pictures. And
then you got the pictures of the before, and then you have to bring them back to hire him to get the after pictures.
Job security.
And then he'll bring you on the air again to thank you. And that's good for your business.
You know I will.
Yeah.
Well, for sure we'll do that. Now, you guys have a tree service, and I didn't look up anything because I failed to do my homework most of the time. And you guys, it's UFC Tree Service, right?
UFC Tree Care.
UFC Tree Care. So now, what do you guys do? I know that Rob's been taking care of trees for an awful long time, but I guess in a nutshell, what does your business do?
We trim trees. We remove trees. We do stump grinding. We have snow removal services. And next year, we're going to open up a landscaping part.
Ooh, nice. You know, that's all good, you know, great stuff. And I know that, you know, I said a little earlier on the show that a few years ago, I worked with Rob for a little while in the summer. And, you know, we're taking trees. And I mean, that's some seriously tough work, but it's also some very skilled work, too. And, you know, kind of tell me about, you know, the expertise that he has to have to do some of this work.
Well, I have this little joke that he's actually a engineer. And doesn't even know it, because it takes precision to make sure that things are going to happen exactly as you plan them. Mm-hmm. And we have a saying here at our tree service, and that is, if you can't guarantee the cut, then you don't make it.
Yeah, I don't certainly have that in my backyard. It's like, take it down.
That's a good motto to have. Hey, is the UFC, is that named after that Ultimate Fighting Championship?
It's UFC, United for Christ.
Oh, there we go.
Wow. Okay, that's what I expected. I know that's not what I expected, but that's good, because, so I don't know. I was wondering, do you guys do Christmas trees then? Because, I mean, Christmas is a Christian holiday.
No, we don't do anything with Christmas trees. We don't plant any trees of any kind at this point.
I was wondering if you ever cutting down one of them pine trees and you'd cut the top off, and then that'd be kind of like a little Christmas tree.
Yeah, some people have that idea.
Well, that's a whole different line of questioning, I think, than was expected there. And, and that's kind of, and it leads me kind of the next question, though. It is the season of Christmas, but leaving Christmas out, Christmas comes during the winter time, and tree service stuff doesn't happen because it's snowing outside. Actually, I think you guys end up getting pretty busy, don't you, with winds and trees coming down and all that good stuff?
Yeah, and Rob made it in now. So he's in here too.
Rob Slentz.
What's going on, Big Bird?
How are you? It's been a long time,
He called you Big Bird. That's funny. That's like Sesame Street.
It's Rob Dog because I'm the top dog. At least that's how Mason says it. Man, how is your the outdoors and playing in the trees lately?
It's getting more and more fun. Honestly, our crew is coming together tighter and tighter every week. And right now we have pretty much an Avengers squad. We got the A-team out here, man, every day, and we have a very productive and efficient group of guys.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have to have that A-team, because I was just saying to Christy before you came in that come this time of the year, it's not like you slow down for winter like many, many people do. You know, the winds start picking up and trees land on houses, trees land in yards, and all kinds of a mess happens with our winds. So, you know, kind of what happens this time of the year, want to make sure people know that they can get a hold of you if you need some stuff taken, you need some tree work, or even snowplow, she says, too.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. We snowplow. I'm about one of the most ignorant people I've ever met in my life. But the thing is I do know how to do tree work and I do know how to plow snow.
You're not ignorant. Don't even you
dare. Your wife just called you an engineer.
She says you're an engineer and you say you're ignorant. So somewhere in the middle, I guess.
She meant ignorant deer.
No.
Ignorant deer. Yeah, there are so many ignorant deer out there, that's for sure. You know, when we start looking at this time of the year, why is this such an important time of the year to make sure that you, you know, you stay current with making sure anything is fixed or taking care of any trees that may come down?
I think that it's important all year long. It doesn't matter the season, but it is always important to maintain your trees because they pose as a danger to your house. They don't always, but they can. And people. Yes. Mm-hmm. Vehicles. I mean, you know, maintenance. That's the big thing.
It's just like anything else, man. I mean, if you people don't understand, and it's one of those things that's hard to keep up with, because it's important to maintain the trees, especially the ones around your house or the ones that are in jeopardy of being able to hurt someone or something if they break off or something happens like that. But, you know, you keep them trimmed up, keep the trunks trimmed up and the tops grow healthy and they're able to really strive like that. But the thing is it's hard to afford tree work, man. And yeah. The thing about it is I don't even like pricing it. Because going out and bidding jobs, you know, sometimes I don't like to deliver that kind of bad news. I mean,
yeah,
people
exactly.
Don't sometimes. And some people are just regular tree maintenance. They just keep them, you know, they keep them maintained and stuff like that. But some people have no idea. And then
it's
I
not
got
cheap.
Yeah.
Well, we're running at the end of our segment here, and I will deliver this news to the audience. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but at least the one good news I can give you is you do free estimates, correct?
Absolutely.
We do free estimates, and once a month when it weighs on our heart, we, you know, this year I've chosen people. I choose them very carefully. I don't just throw it out there and throw it around, but once a month, if it weighs on my heart and I feel somebody's situation is bad and I see that they have some things to do or they need some things to do, we do August or September or October charitable, it's called. So that's
perfect.
A charitable for that month, and we'll give the job to the customer, and it's a surprise to them. It's a surprise to me even.
Like, he's like, I can't believe I did that. But Rob, I've only got about 15 seconds and I know that I need to get your contact info out and how someone can get a hold of someone who's as generous as you are.
You can call 269-214-6601 or 269-906-1712.
There you go. You guys on Facebook and stuff too?
Yep. Facebook. And we have UFCTreeCare.com. That's our website there. You can get that.
Perfect.
And, we do have some small videos on TikTok also.
Right on. Well, I'm always willing to make other videos too if you need, but I do have to go, and I thank you so much for your time, and I hope to talk to you guys very soon.
Thank you, Rob.
Big Bird, we'll talk to you.
Hey, Big Bird, that's
all right, we'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Rob!